The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Well, guys, it's Tuesday, December 19th, 2023, and Marvel's got more issues on its hand. And I don't know why I keep talking about Marvel on here. No one watches this for my Marvel takes. I don't get it. But that's the big news. I've got some things to say and an idea for Disney and Marvel. And considering my track record with at least business decisions that I've mentioned years ago, and all of a sudden Bob Iger says, "Oh yeah, that's a really good idea. Now I'm telling you, Disney, hire me, fraction of the cost. I'll help you fix everything." But first, I need to introduce the show. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another Daily Cog, Daily Cup of Genre here on the Genreverse YouTube channel. Messing up my intros, man. I was almost doing an AVR intro here on the Genreverse YouTube channel and Genreverse Podcast Network, available on all your favorite podcast apps like Google, Spotify, Apple, and more. Subscribe to the YouTube channel because we got a lot of great video content like anime and trailer reactions, live streams, doing gaming and stuff like that, as well as all the podcasts like Daily Cog, Breaking Geek Radio. Will be coming back in the new year with a new name, new look, new everything. But yeah, we got a lot of really good content, so check all of that out. I'm Kyle. I like to talk about lots of things in entertainment, and I made a little bit of a joke about nobody watches the Marvel stuff, but sometimes they do, and there is a lot to kind of break down into this. But what we always do on Daily Cog is talk about our parent website, if you will, lrmonline.com. And we'd like to go around lrmonline.com and see how many times I can say lrmonline.com. Now, written news and reviews. By written, I mean typed, because it's the internet, right? Covering everything you can imagine, comic books, tabletop gaming, movie reviews, releases of physical media, support physical media, and more. Right now, we're talking Marvel, so let's talk a little bit about World War Hulk. Cam Clark wrote this up yesterday. Alex P. of the Cosmic Circus saying, you know, World War Hulk movies still happening. Not necessarily going to be like the comic, which to me is a good thing because it was a relatively disappointing comic. I know some people really liked it. I was not one of those. I found out people actually like the Red Hulk arc too. Again, I wasn't a fan, but you know, whatever. Hold on. I'm a little off center. There we go. So you guys can check this story out. Let me know what you guys think about, World War Hulk, both the comic and the idea of doing a movie. I will read this for those that aren't watching YouTube. This is the quote from Alex P. "Hi, I'm good. Just very unmotivated to report on anything as of late. As for Hulk, well, there's What If, and I know there are talks about the World War Hulk movie and the like. All I have to say is if such a project exists, don't expect it to be a carbon copy of the comic. What I can say is such a project will get the Captain America Civil War treatment of the Civil War comic storyline, and you can take that as you like." Sounds really, really weird, right? Alex P. also says that Hulk will not be a part of Brave New World, which is weird because we've heard all sorts of stuff about Red Hulk for that. But it does say, Alex does say, repercussions set up Hulk's future. Switching gears and sipping Sprite, we're going to look at the DC Universe. James Gunn's DCU is getting its own Batman, different from the Batman, and not to be confused with any Batman characters in the Joker series. God, DC. The Arkham series that Matt Reeves was doing, which was going to be part of the Batman side of things, is now a DCU project. James Gunn posted, after responding to a question about other things Reeves was potentially working on, James Gunn posted on Threads that right now Matt is producing Arkham as a DCU series. I kind of read that as in maybe they're wanting to build up some of Batman's from the DCU, Brave and the Bold, some of his rogues gallery and stuff like that, using the Arkham series and setting it up as like a prequel thing. I don't know. DC's house is a mess. It would have been almost better for them to embrace the multiverse thing, but much like Marvel, everyone seems all happy to use it and blame it on things and scapegoat it or whatnot, but afraid to actually embrace the multiverse. We'll see what happens. Was I sharing my screen? I sure hope I was sharing my screen. I think I was. Anyways, guys, we need to continue on, get into the big story, the major story. See what I did there for the day, for yesterday, for the week, for some foreseeable time. Jonathan Majors, star of, you know, movies such as Creed, was at 3, and Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, Loki, other things, was arrested dealing with a case for assault from earlier this year, and found guilty. Harassment and assault charges, guilty of those, reckless assault and harassment. There were a couple of charges he was not found guilty on. He's going to be sentenced right now in February is when it's scheduled, but you guys know how court things can happen, delays, extensions, yada yada, but right now set to be sentenced in February of 2024. Hours after the verdict came out and the news hit, he was fired from everything in Marvel and Disney. It sucks. I'm laughing more out of like discomfort, not like, haha, it's funny what happened. The guy, you know, I'm not going to say too much on him himself, but I will say from what I read of text messages that were released and things that came out in court, listening to a few things, and I'm no psychologist, psychiatrist, therapist, or anything like that, but I have played one on TV. No, I'm joking. Although I'll definitely play one on TV, Disney, after I do some of the businessing to fix things for you. He's got a lot of like gross habits, and saying that he would harm himself if someone left him as a way of controlling and manipulating. And I would say allegedly, but these are the messages that are there on his device, according to what came out in court. It's pretty gross. Everyone that was like, oh, the girl is saying that, you know, it didn't happen that way. It turns out, you know, in the text, she's like, I'll tell them that it didn't happen that way. But it happened that way. He got physical with her, and it doesn't matter if she got physical with him. It's a toxic thing. You know what I'm saying? Like it's almost similar to the Heard and Depp thing. Although I don't know if Depp was as manipulative as Majors appears to have been. But point being is, even if both parties are toxic, it doesn't negate what he did. And that's what I'm getting at. Beaten woman syndrome is a real thing. And some of the stuff that came out made it seem like the girl was definitely dealing with some things similar to that. I'm trying to watch what I say, because, again, I'm not an expert. I'm from the outside. So all of that being said, Marvel's got to really distance themselves from him there's a lot of toxicity there, and not just his, you know, actions of assault, which are, you know, wrong, but other aspects, like I was just explaining. So what does Marvel do with this? Well, they let him go. We're getting word, all sorts of things coming out, that Marvel's no longer calling Avengers Kang Dynasty, being called Avengers Kang Dynasty, referring to it as Avengers 5 now. And like I said, they need to distance himself. But I would have been distancing myself from Kang in the multiverse thing after all of the mess ups they've had with the movies. I mean, hell, Kang's already been defeated twice before his own movie, and I know those are variants. But you had Loki defeat Kang sort of in the first season, Sylvie, and then you have Kang the Conqueror being defeated in Ant-Man and the Wasp: Quantumania. You have this lukewarm reaction to the so-called multiverse that Marvel's got going on because it's been a mess. And it might be time to put Kang on the back burner. See, the good thing about him being variants is you can come back to the storyline later. So here's my suggestion, Marvel. Loki, spoiler alert for season 2, has presented you guys with a nice, tidy little way to prevent other Kangs from coming in, like we saw at the end of Ant-Man and the Wasp: Quantumania. You're taking all of 2024 off except for Deadpool. You're reshooting Captain America: Brave New World. Other things are being rewritten, reworked, and reshot as well, or not even beginning production. Shift away. Bring back Kang in like phase 7, phase 8, Phase 9, if you guys actually last that long, and I don't think you will, because you won't listen to me. You might listen to me on this one, not me, but others saying similar things. Switch over to Doom to go into Secret Wars. Seriously. I mean, it was dumb to even think of doing Secret Wars without Doom being a major focus, whether you take the original 80s one or what I think you're doing, an amalgamation of that 80s and the 2015 / 2016, because of all the delays, Secret Wars books. Focus on that. Rebuild it. Focus on that. Less content on Disney Plus. Less movies in general. Jettison the Young Avengers crap. Get back to kind of basics. That's what you guys should do. Bring Kang back in the future, because you did tease him, and he does have a whole bunch of variants. Recast him. Anybody can play it at that point. It's a multiverse, right? Cam Clark in our Discord, link in the description box below, was talking about Denzel Washington coming in, and I'm not against that. Joseph Jammer Medina then said Lakeith Stanfield, I think was the last name. And sure, why not? Papa Smurf, make Kang blue again. Oh, sorry, had to be done. It's just a joke. Relax. Anyways, recast him later after you do some Doom stuff. You got Fantastic Four coming up in the near future, allegedly. Do that. That's your goal. Give it some distance and some time. Kang is such a great character to use if used right. And I don't think Quantumania exactly did it right. And I hate the costumes of all the Kangs at the end. It looked like the like fancy costumes that Hollywood actors wear to their Halloween costume parties, but still a costume nonetheless. So not quite like Spirit Halloween, but better than or not quite as bad as like not bad not as low quality as like a Spirit Halloween, but not as high quality as a production. There's what I was going for. Yeah, they were awful, weren't they? That's what you do. You pivot away from this. You put Kang on the back burner. You make Doom the focus. And then after enough time has passed, you start teasing Kang, working in the background around what Loki has done. And you move forward. And you hope people forget that Majors was a big part of it. I mean, it's a mess, man. It's such a mess for Marvel. And I feel bad in a way for people behind some of these projects, people that have put in a lot of time, effort. And I'm not necessarily talking just writers or actors, but everybody involved, man. I mean, imagine the concept artists and the set designers, costume designers, makeup artists, and all this that put in so much effort to bring their artistic, you know, take to reality. You think of people that are looking to build their resumes on some of these projects, and people just hate them because of mediocrity, poor writing, bad story choices, what have you. People are hating on them, and we all think, you know, whenever you make I lost my thought there. People are hating on them, and that's going to hurt. Like, I got that. Generally, when you hate on a movie, you're really digging at, you know, writing, directing, acting. But everyone else involved is hearing it as well, and things get tainted, and they're like, oh, you worked on Marvel? Well, which phase or which film? Oh, I was part of the Marvels. And everyone's like, oh God, that movie sucked. I never saw it. I'm not saying personally that it sucked, but people that think it did. And do you see what I'm saying? Like, it can all kind of makes me feel bad for a lot of the people involved, but it also makes me feel bad for the audience, because we loved the MCU. I loved the MCU. I bled MCU for a long, long, long time. Big, huge collection of the physical media Blu-rays downstairs, and I wish it would get back to good. I really do. But that's what I say. That's what I say. Distance. Get some time and distance away from Kang and Majors. Put a pin in it. Loki gave you a great spot to put a pin in it. No one saw Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania anyways. You guys know that. Check out LRMonline.com, of course, every day for all the written news, reviews, opinions, celebrity interviews from the LRM YouTube channel, and more. Subscribe to that and the Genreverse YouTube channel for all of the great content here. Listen and support our podcast on your favorite podcast app. And of course, you can get merch in the Redbubble at the Redbubble link in the description box below. That's going to do it for me today, guys. Thank you so much for watching. Let me know what you think of the comments. Bye.